Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 73. If you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. The Lord has steered me now to do a continuation of the piece of literature that I've written a few years ago. This literature is entitled Behind the Walls, sort of a spin-off on the part of the Bible where the people in Jericho were frightened to death because of the things that God was doing on the outside of the walls. And here they were hovering inside, behind the walls. But the Lord allowed Joshua to know the things that were taking place back there. Then we have mail or phone room responses, whatever they are. There's a newspaper report here of a man that was the ringleader with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, who was the one that spearheaded the slaughter at Waco, and it shows his obituary where he died at the early age of 44 years old. I can say this, that nothing good is going to happen to any of those people that partook in it. In this article, they stated that he was wounded, and he got some kind of an honorable thing for being wounded, but when you get right down to it, it was what they call friendly fire, that he was one of his own men that shot him back then. But this is a recent newspaper article. What's the date on this, anyway?
November 20th, 2005.
So it's around 12 or 13 days ago. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint outwardly this program. Father, we thank and praise Your name for eternal life and for those that are not saved, for the mercy that You've shown unto them and will show to them on this tape of how salvation is still open, still available for them if they haven't as yet blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Lord, open up the spiritual eyes, the mind, and the soul of everyone that they will be driven to listen to this message. Open their understanding to where they understand that everything that You're saying through me is the truth, because You are the only truth in the entire universe. You're the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come into the kingdom of heaven, can draw nigh unto You, but through Christ. The Word of God is the truth, and Jesus is the Word of God. Lord God, we pray that You'll set the people in the world on fire to receive You, spiritual fire that burns within their hearts and souls with a glorious zeal to want to spread Your Word, to disperse Your Word throughout the entire world, because You're coming back to earth soon. And it's not Your desire that any person goes to hell, but if they send themselves there willingly by rejecting Your Word, it is Your will that they spend eternity there, or otherwise You would have never arranged it that way. Set the church on higher ground, Lord, strengthen them. Strengthen the weak in the church. All they have to do in order to be strong is to receive Your Word and to do what You say. And it's such an easy thing to do. The instructions are so simple that it doesn't take a lot of figuring out at all. It is so easy to do. Draw millions, hundreds of millions, or even billions of people to Your precious bleeding side. Thank You for dying on the cross for us, shedding Your precious blood to take away all of our former filthy sins. And we thank You, Lord, that You went to hell for us. And we thank You for Your grace, which is power, that caused You to rise up out of hell. No one can get out of hell except God Himself. Christ Jesus is God Almighty. And Lord, thank You for giving the witness that if Your Spirit is in us, as it was in You, Jesus, that we also shall raise from the dead on the last day, and that we shall also ascend into the kingdom of heaven. Let everyone believe this. Why should it seem a thing impossible that God should raise the dead? You're going to raise everybody from the dead on the last day. The graves will open, the tombs, the sea will give up her dead. The ashes that were scattered everywhere, every molecule will be brought back, because our body has to be judged for the things that it did while we were alive in the spirit here on this earth. or while we were walking after our own spirit rather than your spirit. Lord, we ask that you don't allow me to say anything other than that which you are saying through me during this tape. I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, where's the first letter from?
Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
Our beloved Pastor Lomo, this is the voice of your holy brother in Christ, Pastor Bishuru. We are very glad to hear from you recently. The materials you sent have been received, and it has been distributed to our dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Much thanks is given to you from them. Pastor Lomo, thank you very much for your good work. Your words of light are winning millions of souls around the world, and especially in my country. Since we distributed your materials sent to us, we can see that children and young men and women are coming to our church. Thank you very much. Please, as you know, still work in spreading the word of God. We would be grateful to hear from you every month if possible. It has been done in the name of the Lord. The Almighty God is not unrighteous to forget your good work. He will continue blessing you every second of the day. Thank you, yours in Christ, Pastor Bishiru.
Now the next letter
is from Nashville, Tennessee.
Music City. All right.
I called the prayer line earlier, and it's helping me make some decisions about my gay friend. I will do my best to tell him about Jesus and how he lived his life without being gay. I just wanted you to know that you've been a big help. Thank you. Jim from Nashville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
From Cote d'Ivoire, Africa. Hello, Reverend Tony Alamo. As a student pastor who is in charge of a small congregation, I would like to take Pastor Alamo as my spiritual father and represent his ministry and his Bible school in the Ivory Coast in Africa. Please accept, dear Reverend, my greatest feelings of respect. God bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pastor Alain from Cote d'Ivoire, Africa.
Praise the Lord. All right, so now let's get on with the message, Behind the Walls.
After Israel had circled the city once a day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day, as commanded, the priests blew the trumpets, the people shouted with a great shout, and the walls came down. Israel entered the ruins. Soon every inhabitant of Jericho, men, women, and children, lay dead, save Rahab and her loved ones. God saved the common harlot because she feared God and his people. God is the same yesterday and today and forever. He never changes. He has not reversed his will, changed his mind, altered his law, or softened his judgments. Nor does he have a half dozen different wills. He has only one. He still hates sin and punishes the unrepentant, defiant sinner. I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus said that he didn't come to destroy the law, but always insisted he came to fulfill it, to execute it. There is no new God or new Son of God, not in the Old or New Testament or anywhere else. God destroyed the world and all of its inhabitants with the exception of 8 people when he sent the great flood after speaking to his obedient servant Noah, ordering him to build an ark. What God did to Sodom, Gomorrah, Babylon, Jericho, Rome, Jerusalem, Capernaum, Tyre, Sidon, Chorazin, and hundreds of other cities is lightweight in comparison to what he promises will happen soon to today's belligerent, sinful world. There are no walls, tall, wide, or strong enough to prevent him from fulfilling his unbreakable promise.
Right, you can try to lock yourself in your bedroom or hide under the bed, but the Lord is the Spirit, and he walks right through the walls, so he knows what's going on this side of the walls, and he knows what's going on the other side of the walls. He knows what's going on in your mind. He knows every decision that you're going to make, and he knows what you're going to say before you say it. Okay, so you can't hide from the Lord. You can't run into the house. He's everywhere. Go ahead.
The same Jesus who was born in a Bethlehem manger, whose mother was Mary, is the Jesus who is on record as having said, "Fire I came to throw upon the earth, and how much I wish that it were already set blazing." Jesus speaks hundreds of similar words throughout the New Testament. They are the exact opposite of what today's false prophets hiss into the ears of this world's gullible, sin-loving population.
I say hiss because they're serpents, because a serpent hisses. And if you're really of the Spirit, you can tell the hiss of a serpent or the word of the Lord. Because life is so fragile and so short, it's best that you repent now and live the rest of your life, however long it's going to be or however short it's going to be, that you live it for the Lord. Back off. off from what you're doing. Don't do it anymore, okay? Get right with the Lord and stay there. And what?
These snakes say God and his son Jesus have become liberal towards sin. They say that God doesn't hate sin anymore, that he would never punish the unrepentant sinner and never send him to hell. But the Bible's lion from Judah roars out loud to the serpent and these vipers, saying, "You are a liar and the father of it." The judgments of Christ are today more severe and far-reaching than those of Egypt, Sodom, Rome, and walled cities such as Jericho.
Right, that's the same thing these false prophets are saying today is, "Thou shalt not surely die. God will not kill you." But God does let people die, amen?
Amen.
And you can go and observe the mortuaries and also the what they call the bone orchards. The cemeteries all over the world, they're just filling up like crazy. Forest Lawn in California had to buy hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands, more acres of cemetery land. Go ahead.
The terrifying prophecies of Christ promise worldwide destruction. The best, or the wine, of God's wrath is still to come. We have just entered into the beginning of God's judgment age. It is upon the world now. There is no need for you belligerent sinners who follow Satan and hate and reject God and his Son to watch for future plagues, for it is to you, the target, that God has them directed. They are at this time encircling your house and your business, your body and your soul. You cannot turn on the television or read the news without seeing them present themselves before you, and you are terror-stricken. Los Angeles and other cities that have been hard hit by the Lord are at the moment quivering, wondering, what's next? La commedia è finita. The comedy is over. It's finished.
Yeah, that's Italian. La commedia finito. She's a finish. It's finished. Okay, the time has come. Repent or perish. Okay, then what?
What is now happening is only a prelude. You haven't seen anything yet. If you are alive, you will soon be experiencing these plagues. Of course, more and greater earthquakes, more pestilence, more famine, and tens of thousands of new, terrifying, incurable diseases and viruses will torment and kill millions, including plagues of foul, pernicious, separated sores, and scores of deaths. There will be plagues of blood as of a dead man in the sea, plagues of bloody rivers, and plagues of bloody springs and fountains. There will be the plague of an unbearable, intense heat of the sun. Mankind will burn with a great, scorching heat and fire. Soon the plague of the drying up of the Euphrates River, a worldwide plague of darkness with pain so intense mankind will gnaw their tongues because of it, a plague of unclean, tormenting spirits with their sting similar to that of a scorpion, and many other plagues. There will be convulsions in the air, and the plague of an unprecedented hailstorm with stones each weighing about 100 pounds. There will be a quake that causes the disappearance of every island and mountain on earth, and much more will soon come. Then at last God's final stroke, the end of the world, will happen. The terrified, rebellious sinners will scramble and grovel. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb."
Right, and because he just loves them so much, right? No, they know he doesn't like them. That's why they're scrambling and praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on. Come on, wake up, you know? Can't be ignorant. You're not ignorant of these things. Go ahead.
The Lamb is wrathful Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. For the great day of his, Christ's wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. In view of Christ's infallible prophecy, we know that God the Father, his Son Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are exactly the same as they were in the good old days. God has recorded the future of every major event that has ever taken place in the world, both yesterday and today. God's predictions are infallible. The accelerated occurrences of the earth's catastrophes are a sure sign that the end is near. All that is happening today is fulfilled Bible prophecy. These occurrences will become more accelerated day by day. Let this message serve as formal notice to you of this severe warning from God. It is to be received with gravity. It is sent to you from God by authority. Know of a certainty that everything written herein will come to pass, and very soon. This message is to be heard, believed, and obeyed. God wants you to know these awful things. He wants you to know that you are living in the very last era of time, known biblically as the Fourth World Kingdom, which is God's recorded future for today from the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. You are living under the soon-to-be-destroyed devil's administration, his one-world government cult, sometimes called the UN or New World Order, the Fourth Kingdom. When the transgressors are come to the full, sin has fully ripened.
So the actual cult is the
Roman Catholic cult in Rome, and then they control the government and the media. All three of them are just one, anyway. Okay, it's the Antichrist. It's the corporate body of Satan on earth doing his work. And we are the corporate body of Christ on this earth, persuading you to serve the Lord and get away from this evil way of living. Okay, then what?
Daniel prophesied that this kingdom would be evil, perplexing, deceptive, and purposely complicated, as all of today's branches of government are. This satanic one-world government cult is without a particle of equity, reason, or shame, and is skilled at obscurity, covetousness, and clandestine acts. God soon will destroy Satan's one-world government cult. God's never-failing predictions concern all things. There isn't a power in heaven, in earth, or in hell that will change or stop even one future event foretold by God's inspired prophets. Peter of the New Testament was ordered by Jesus through the Holy Spirit to warn the world of the soon-coming, shocking fulfillment of prophecy. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, who follow Christ, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The walls of Jericho did not afford a good hiding place for its sinners. There are no walls strong enough in the entire world to protect you, your loved ones, or your friends from an angry God. God, through the Holy Spirit, gave King Solomon the knowledge and the meaning of all things. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 describes the color of sin as scarlet. It is written that only God can forgive sin. When God forgives all of the sins of a repentant sinner, Isaiah states that the sins then become white as wool. Rahab, the harlot of today, and all sinners must seek God for forgiveness of sins through the blood of God's only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. When this happens, Jesus will forgive you and say, as he said to the woman who had been caught in the very act of adultery after she had repented before him, "Go and sin no more." And to the healed man, when forgiven, Jesus added, "Lest a worse thing come unto thee." True repentance from sin means totally ceasing from a life of sin and to no longer continue sinning. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6 gives us the picture of every human lifeline as an individual silver cord. The end of life occurs when this silver cord is snapped, broken, or torn. The Holy Spirit is the golden cord of God's eternal life, woven throughout every passage and every word in both the Old and New Testaments. A lifeline of sin would be a scarlet cord. And if salvation, God's new golden life, is to be received by the sinner, their scarlet cord must be put down, put to death, snapped, broken, torn, and utterly forsaken. Rahab the harlot knew this transformation must take place in her life at once, because she could see that Jericho was doomed, as were the lives of all its inhabitants, her own life and the lives of her loved ones. Before the two spies from God's camp escaped from Jericho, they explained to the harlot the necessity of salvation, and told her no harlot could be accepted into the camp of Israel unless her sins were totally forgiven and completely forsaken. In God's camp, her fate would be similar death, which is prescribed by God's never-changing law, death by the people of Israel casting stones upon her, then an eternity of her soul burning in hell. Hearing this truth, Rahab the harlot made a covenant with the two spies. She made a promise to God to end her scarlet sinful life by repenting and forsaking her sins. Rahab's hanging the scarlet cord out of her window was the same as her asking for God's mercy, for his forgiveness of her sins and those of her father's house, so they might be spared. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. We will either accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and personal Savior, or be as the inhabitants of the city of Jericho, terrified and lost without hope. Even the common harlot Rahab feared God and hung a scarlet cord out her window, showing God her world was over. What she was saying to God by this gesture was this: the life I lived before is no more. I need and want you to save me in my Father's house. There is help in no other. More than anything, I want to be your child, so you will fight for me as you fought for the children of Israel. I no longer want to fear your awful judgment, your destruction of unrepentant sinners, Satan, and hell. I will be your child. I will serve you all the days of my life, and you will be my God. For your promises of salvation for your children are as true as your promises of destruction to Satan and his children. The world of Jericho, Rahab's world, was soon to be over. She knew it. The merciful spies from God's camp told her this, as you are being told through God's mercy that your world, this present world, is over. The plagues on the earth today and the more awful ones yet to come are merciful prophetic signals from God to his children that the end is near. This is really it. Repent or perish. The 7-day circling of the city of Jericho was a 7-day warning period given through God's mercy for the inhabitants to repent of their sins. If Rahab had become an evangelist as Noah was, souls could have repented. The people of Jericho had 7 days warning to repent, but they didn't. This world has had 7,000 years of warnings to repent, and now our time is up. Don't you think that God has been mercifully fair and patient with you long enough? Has he not been far more patient with this world and its mutually united in selfishness and sinfulness population than he was with Jericho and its less sinful inhabitants? If you think so, say this prayer to God with sincerity.
Our time is up on this broadcast. And those of you that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that there's been enough of this message to where maybe you might be convicted of your sins and maybe you would like to be saved right now. And if you would, kindly say this prayer to the Lord. Don't say it to me, but say it to God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Repeat after me. If you're in a vehicle, just park the car somewhere if you can. If not, then just the Lord knows your heart, and if you cry out, he'll save your soul. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in your precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Share and tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 73.
Go to alamuministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Well, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord, and make sure you tune in tomorrow
so you can hear a continuation of this message. Very important to your soul. There's so much false doctrine around, you don't want to delay. Do it tomorrow. And right now, here I am to sing a song that I just recently recorded with the Symphony Orchestra in Europe, with H.B. Barnum and his live choir. It's called In the Sweet By and By, and if you keep the commandments of the Lord, you'll be there too.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to heaven. How about you? Hope so.
There's a land that is fair. and by faith we can see it apart. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We'll meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We shall offer our tribute of praise. Blessings that hallow our days in the sweet by and by. We shall be on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall be on that beautiful shore.
The gospel, and you'll be there with Jesus. Come on, choir!
Generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.